Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Justice Channel on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I am Ernest L. Moore, the host and the creator of the Justice Channel. The Justice Channel is anti-fascist propaganda media. We bring you the stories and issues that the mainstream media does not cover.
You are listening to the Justice Channel on the Blog Talk Radio Network. My name is Ernest L. Moore. I am the creator, the host, and producer of the Justice Channel on Blog Talk Radio. Today is going to be rather interesting because I am actually hosting this show on my cell phone because I couldn't call in through my Skype account for some reason. It keeps hanging up. So I just called in with my cell phone, and I hope it's recording, and I hope I can control any callers if any callers call in. I am now going to try to set up the chat. Let me see if I can get the chat window open. Going to another window. Well, hopefully the chat window will come up and people can chat through the blog technology that's integrated into Blog Talk Radio. So far, it has not come up yet. Today, our show is going to cover some very compelling and interesting topics. I have a lot to talk about. A lot's been going on in the news, all over the country, all over the world. And it's hard for me to keep up with everything. I have been very busy in school. I am studying law now. And that has been actually very helpful, especially for what I'm going to present for tonight and the other things that have been going on in this country. I can say that our judicial system is very corrupt. That's why I decided to study law. These lawyers are basically, they have, I call it a judicial extortion system. Whereas if you can't afford to pay these high attorney's fees, you can't get access to or you can't get proper access to our judicial system. You can do things yourself quite a bit. Judges look down on that, though. They want you to be spending money into their system and their lawyers. and it's like a coin toss to whether or not you're going to get a competent lawyer or not. The Bar Association is not regulating lawyers like they should in our judicial system. And these judges are basically policing themselves, and they can do just about anything they want to. And if the citizens file to the Commission on Judicial Performance here in California, basically they don't do anything about it. So you're kind of stuck. What do you do? You're paying taxes for this judicial system. It should be working for you. So that's why I decided to study law, to try to get something out of this judicial system that our taxes are paying for. But to move on to the topics that I want to cover tonight, as you should know by now, and if you don't know, I don't know where you have been. It looks like chat's not coming up. This is going to be a rough night. You should know by now from events that have been in the news all over the place, all over the country, and all over the world about the terrorist attacks in California. That's San Bernardino. And you should know about the controversial presidential elections that have been going on for months now, and especially Donald Trump, who they are trying to demonize as much as they can. I personally think that he cares about this country. He's trying to put this country back on the right track. Be an extremely difficult task, considering how much damage has been done by the Bush administrations. And I do blame Bush 100%. And there was a lot of people acting along with Bush. A lot of people are sold out to the Bush family regime, if you ask me. That includes Democrats as well as Republicans. But his main issue is about trying to get some control over immigration, which I agree 100%. The immigration, legal and illegal, is completely out of control in this country. The present administration is basically allowing terrorists just to come into this country. And it's not just from Syria. It's not just Iranians. We also have terrorists coming from south of the border, from Mexico and Central America, South America, coming from all over the world. Not only terrorists, but criminals, rapists, sexual perverts, etc., etc. Now, that is the subject of the show. Is the president required by law to protect the citizens of the United States from foreign invaders? And that is, if you don't know that by now, then you should not be a citizen of this country. But I'm going to try to explain it to you. It is written in our Constitution that the president is supposed to protect the citizens of this country from foreign invaders. And particularly, there is a statutory authority of the president to keep out anyone if they pose a threat to the American citizen. That is specifically 8 U.S.C. section 1192. And I will read that to you. Whenever the president finds that the entry of any aliens or of any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interest of the United States, he may, by proclamation and for such period as he shall deem necessary, suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem to be appropriate. Now, that is a federal code, a federal statute. That is law in this country. The president has the authority to stop foreign invaders or any kind of immigrant to American citizens. Now, the big question is, why isn't the president doing that? Why is it that they want to just let, basically have open borders, which was brought in by Bush? Now, I'd say it's because they're trying to destroy this country. That's all there is to it. I'm going to get down to brass tacks on this show. The Bush family, the grandfather, Prescott Bush, supported Hitler during World War II. I would say it's safe to say that he was a Nazi. And like father, like son, his son's a Nazi. In fact, when the last Bush, I think that's Bush Jr., I don't know if it was H.W. or G.W.H., whatever, he even disclosed at his second election, which I think was totally corrupt, that he's a member of the Skull and Bones organization. So is Kerry, who is currently the Secretary of State. This is a fascist organization that came out of Ivy League colleges. These are Nazis. Now, it's safe to me. I mean, if you could just add two and two always equals four. If you ask me, these are Nazis trying to destroy this country. Now, let's go back. Now, I can't say that I have direct evidence and Bush hasn't come out and said, oh, this is the... We're definitely trying to destroy this country, but this is my opinion. Now, let's go back to this immigration thing. All of a sudden, now when those, after that, we just had another terrorist attack here in California. Trump was totally against letting Syrian refugees come into this country. We have another mass killing terrorist attack here in San Bernardino. When Trump comes up and says, well, we need to stop letting any of the Syrians come into this country, I agree 100%. That's a no-brainer. But they start jumping up all over the place. All these Bushite politicians jumping up all over the place. I'm like, oh, well, this is racist. And we just can't stop all these people just coming into this country. We have to let them in here so they can blow the legs off American citizens and kill us all. That's total insanity. Then you have Obama saying, oh, well, that's just not what this country is about. This is racist. What does racism have to do with it? This is nationality. This is the United States. This is not Syria. You're supposed to be protecting American citizens. You're not supposed to be allowing foreign terrorists or foreign invaders just to come into this country and give them preferential treatment. But let's get back to this. Obama's talking about, this America, this is not just what America's about. Like, we're so not racist anymore. And you got all these police shootings, all these police killings all across this country. White police officers running around killing black Americans and many times aren't even getting prosecuted, especially here in Los Angeles. They drag their feet and go on and on, and all these protests and riots, and then maybe they'll put one cop on trial when there was a whole bunch of other officers that were involved in it. This country is a racist country against black Americans the most. It still is. I don't know what Obama's talking about. That's not what America's all about. This is a racist country. And from that standpoint, then you shouldn't let these Syrians over here. If you're so worried about the racism and you're trying to protect them so much, you need to let them stay where they are. My suggestion is, my recommendation to this current presidential administration is that they should stop all immigration all across the board, and they need to deport the ones that are already over here. That way they can't talk that racism bull jank. And that's what I would suggest to Trump, that he should be demanding that our government stop all immigration and deport them, and deport all illegal aliens as soon as possible. Then they can't talk that racism stuff. Now, we see even other countries are coming out against Trump, even England. It all shows that they are all sold out to the Führer. They're all sold out to the Bush family regime. And Trump is proving that this is not what the American citizen wants. Further evidence, and I've been saying this for years and years now, that we're living in a fascist police state. That's all this is. This is not a free country. We don't have a free voting system. The voices of American citizens are not being heard. And that's one of the reasons I started producing my own media, because the media does not broadcast what I'm talking about. And I've been in press conferences, I've been in marches, I've been in demonstrations, and when I get to talking, the media just tries to ignore me completely. So the average citizen, and especially the average black American citizen, does not have a voice in the mainstream media, and especially in our government, because these so-called African American politicians do not represent us. They do not stand up for us. And they're not doing anything to protect us. Maybe they'll do a get out and march or something like that, which is not doing anything. So what we have is a very, very dire situation in this country. I'm under the opinion that these Third Reich Nazis raising the Fourth Reich in the United States are trying to destroy this country. And it's very obvious that they're trying, they're wiping out black Americans, and especially here in California. In fact, that's going to be the subject of another show. If you look at the current population statistics from the census, is that Hispanics are almost equal in the population to whites. There are more foreigners in the state of California than they are black Americans. I think black Americans make up only 6 or 7, 8% of the population in California. And I will, once I do a show on that, I'll give you exact figures that I found. That may not be the exact number, but it's around in the ballpark. It's low for black Americans. We do not have any political power in this state. Hispanics got more political power, and they're on the police force. They got political power. They have law enforcement power. They're getting preferential treatment through our... And that's the other thing. If you look at the news reports that are coming out of California now about this terrorist attack, when they show video, especially at the funeral of the victims of the terrorist attack in Santa Barbara, you'll see that most of the police force there in San Bernardino are Hispanic. You will also see that most of the victims that got shot and killed that were government employees in this last terrorist attack in San Bernardino were foreigners. There are more foreigners in the county of San Bernardino than black Americans. They have basically run black Americans out. That's reflected in their hiring in the private sector and in the public sector, in the government. They're hiring more Hispanics and Persians, Iranians, and whatever, just like this guy, these terrorists that shot up other people, than black Americans. So, and the mainstream media is not saying anything about this. And they're all running around talking about, oh, Trump is racist, and he's trying to destroy this country, and blah, blah, blah. They don't say nothing about the racism that you see in these news reports. Again, this is a racist against black Americans the most country. I do not know what Obama is talking about. And let me see. I have one caller here. I'm going to see if they want to come on. I don't know if I'll be able to get them on here. I'm running this from my cell phone. Hello, caller.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Do you want to make a comment? Question?
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed because a lot of American citizens are under surveillance for being labeled and targeted terrorists, especially while they have the border open. And I don't feel that that's fair. They're wasting a lot of money watching American citizens where they should be putting the money on closing that border and watching these foreigners come over here. I don't understand that. How could you sit there and set a high alert and you have the border still open? It doesn't make any sense at the expense of taxpayers' money. You know, people are still flowing over here from all kinds of countries. This is what's called mass immigration. You cannot force people. They have different cultures. They have different language. You cannot force these people to migrate over here and then, you know, assimilate into, which a lot of them are not assimilating, you know, a lot of them are not. They don't want to change their language. You can't force people on to someone else. It's just like the police department bringing criminals from out of jail and force them to live in your house. That's not right. That's not fair. And yes, I said the word criminals because if there are a lot of them migrate over here illegally, that's just what they are. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of blacks being arrested for jaywalking, getting shot down in the street, come over here, do anything, steal, kill, and destroy, and then they turn around and release them back out there on the street. I mean, it's senseless. You know, people are tired. I'm not the only one. People are just tired of it. It's ridiculous. With the border open.
I agree with you 100%. Who is that? Is that a senator or a congressman back east that's running for president? In fact, he's Indonesian. I don't know what country he's from. But he said that immigration without assimilation is invasion.
Yes, yes. I did hear that. And it's the truth. It is.
And that's basically
they don't
want
to assimilate.
But we have the added double whammy is that the government's just letting them in here.
And supporting them while American families
yeah.
are suffering. Americans
yeah,
and their
got,
families. Yep.
Yeah, and you got black Americans begging for change in the streets, and they're letting these people in here and giving preferential treatment and all kinds of programs, moving them right into middle class.
Apartments, giving them a place to stay, everything. After you done worked decades out there, Americans are not eligible for nothing. It's ludicrous. I mean, it's ridiculous. And people sitting back and letting it happen.
Yeah. They're putting them. In fact, there are, you know, like you've heard in the news, and the mainstream media is not playing up on this a whole lot, but like corporations are kicking out the American employees and then bringing in these foreigners.
I went to a boycott, but you know what? People are turning around and they're filing lawsuits too, which is a good thing. They're filing lawsuits behind that.
Yeah, that's
what I think. That's
what I say. We got to get into these courts. We got to hit them every which way we can. And, you know, it's criminal that they even allow them to do that. Where is the EEOC and the DFEA? They should be protecting our employment rights.
Mm.
They'll throw American
citizens
out on the streets. And to me, it's poetic justice. Now white people are losing their jobs and getting thrown out on the streets. And they've been discriminating against blacks all this time.
Uh-huh.
And now they're getting thrown out on the streets and replaced by...
And they're beginning to see what it feels like. They are. Trust me.
Yeah. And they got to go out and sue, and they probably have to hire a lawyer, spend their money.
Yeah.
They don't have the money. Yeah, I got to find a law firm to take it on a contingency basis.
Yeah.
So... And that's why you got so many people. It's even white people out on the streets now. Before, it was mostly just black people.
Yeah.
Now you got white people out there homeless and have severe mental health problems wandering around in the streets.
Yes.
That's our government. And I think and that's why we should... you know, I don't know that much about Trump. I support what he's doing. I think anybody that's running for president should be a major reformist.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody, you know, trying to kiss up with the Bush family regime should not even be running for president. And it's just a sad commentary that Trump is the only one that is halfway real.
Yes, yes, he is. I'm behind him 110%. I am. I mean, with immigration alone, because he sees the wrong in that, and he's trying to set it right. And he knows massive immigration is wrong for this country. It denies American citizens their rights, their benefits and stuff, and it's unfair. The other countries have their border open, maybe a month? And they don't already close their borders and stuff.
Yeah.
That refugee crisis lasted in Europe maybe a month, if that long. Britain wrote a law that they were not going to even get benefits or a job if they're illegal. I mean, they closed it real quick. So,
You know, other
only
countries
America.
Don't play it. Even Mexico doesn't play that stuff.
And I don't understand why.
They will be gone in a minute. And, in fact, like countries like Brazil, you can't. In fact, first of all, you got to have a visitor's visa.
Yeah.
And that's got to be clear just to go down on a vacation to Brazil. And you got to have a return ticket or they won't even let you in that country.
Should be like that here.
Good. You go down there and mess up any kind of way in Brazil, they put you back on an airplane and send you back to the United States. They get out of here. They don't play that.
I saw an article a week ago, and it said that a lot of the countries, when they're getting ready to deport these people, a lot of the countries don't want them back. Well, you know what? That's not our problem. They would be dropped off right there, be escorted right to their country, left right there at the airport at their country. It would be.
Yes. That's what I say. I say, in fact, I hope Trump hears this, but I say he should be calling for a complete shutdown of all immigration.
Oh,
the Syrians,
all
of them, and we should deport all the illegal aliens over here now. That way they can't talk this racism stuff.
He's on the right track, trust me.
Unfortunately, he's all alone.
Yeah. No, it's not unfortunate. He's not alone. You mean he's only candidate talking like that? Because 3/4 of the country is behind him, believe it or not. Why do you think he's at the top of the polls all the time? You know, he may go down a point or two 1 week, and then he's back up the next week. It goes to show you that the people agree with him. So I don't see him as he's probably the candidate, but he got more than half the country. And more and more blacks are changing from Democrat to Republican, preparing themselves to vote for him. And that alone, that's amazing. I mean, it's like one of the first times this has happened in like 40 years. The Democrats are really suffering bad because they have really messed up. And people know they are not working for the best interests of their constituents. People know that. They don't give a damn. They consider us collateral damage. They don't give a damn. We're targets to them. They don't give a damn about their constituents. They don't.
Yeah, that's why, you know, I've been advocating that we need to change our voting system because it's totally corrupt. We don't put any politicians in office. They're chosen, they're selected, they're not elected, and it just shows that we're living in a fascist police state, and they don't care what the American citizens want. And we don't really have a voice in the mainstream media. That's why Trump has been so successful, because he's got control of the media. He can control the so-called polls, et cetera, et cetera, which, you know, an everyday candidate, like if I was trying to run for office, I can't get that. And the media will ignore me. But he gets the media attention, et cetera, et cetera, and he can, you know, put its foot on their neck and make sure that they got the stuff correct. So he's proved that, you know, this is what the American citizens want. They do not want to turn this country into a third world dump.
I like him because he's a businessman. And I'm kind of changing the subject a little bit, but what you think about this Jackie Lacey deal with you know, activists get together. People are beginning to stand forward and step forward. You know, she upset a lot of activists in L.A., in the L.A. County area, when she made that decision not to press charges against that HP officer, was sitting on that black woman, beating her in the chest and beating her in the face and stuff. And then he went and registered her in the hospital under a different name so she couldn't be found for a while. They covered up a lot. So apparently Jackie Lacey don't see anything wrong with it. She's sitting up there and covering up for what he did and the people that work with him for the crimes and how they did it. She's sitting up there and abetting and abating. That's what I call it. And she's supposed to be the DA. So a lot of activists, and they've gone down there a couple of times to protest and to ask her to resign. Well, I say, they're taking the wrong route. Me. Don't ask her to resign. What they need to do is have her recall, have her fired. You know, it's a courtesy asking her to resign. She don't need a courtesy. Not giving us a courtesy.
Yeah. Asking her to resign, I mean, that's like asking Hitler to, would you stop killing the Jews? You have to take her out, you know, either recall her or put her in jail. I'd say put her in jail.
You're going to sit up there and aid in You're going to aid and abet the dip is crying, and you're the DA. And taxpayers pay this.
You know, there's been, do you see that new shooting by the L.A. County Sheriff?
Where was it?
Well, you hear about it. It's all over the news. Things are about to blow up again here in Los Angeles. And, you know, we're headed back to the Board of Supervisors, and we got a whole lot to do with this local government here. That's an ongoing thing. That's going to be another show that I'm going to do. But we got to go, basically, we're out of time about 5 minutes ago. I don't know if this is still recording.
Oh, okay.
So thanks for calling in. Do you want to give out your name, or you want to stay anonymous? Or
I would just say Chanel, but we'll continue to pick up, you know, till the next time.
Okay. I'm going to do shows every week now from here on out.
Okay, good. Keep me informed. Keep me in the loop. Okay.
We'll get more callers to call.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. And this is the Justice Channel on the Blog Talk Radio Network. This is Sunday, December 13th in the year 2015. We are out of time, actually we're out of time about 5-10 minutes ago. I don't know if we're still recording. I hope you'll tune in again. I'm going to try to do shows every Saturday night from here on out.